Now on Sarah and Patty, it's the movie review with Shane A. Bassett.
It's time for Mr. Shane A. Bassett. Hey, Shane A., how you going, buddy?
Hey, I'm pretty good, and congratulations, Patty. I don't like being a pessimist, but I kind of had a feeling the Queenslanders would win.
They came out on fire last night, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. We're all congratulating now. So
thank you very much, yeah. Maybe next year, maybe next year.
Oh, yeah.
But look, we've got to go to the movies. We're looking at this one.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur. Anyone I'd know?
I hope not.
What is your name?
Baby.
Your name's Baby. B-A-B-Y, Baby.
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver, which is the name of a Simon and Garfunkel song that you hear right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the music.
Yeah.
This is about a guy who has tinnitus, and I had no idea what tinnitus was.
Or but tinnitus.
Tinnitus, yeah. Sorry. There you go. I don't even know what it is. It's ringing in the ears. Mm. So he constantly listens to music, and his motivations and actions throughout each day, and he's a getaway driver, so he can do anything behind a wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And his boss is Kevin Spacey, who turns out to be a bit of a Godfather-like character, very nasty guy in the end as well, and just does all these getaways, these heists. He can do anything and basically get away from the police, but he wants out, that he's not allowed out of the business.
Okay. So the music he uses to mask the ringing in the ears, because it's a big problem for a lot of people, and that, I can imagine that would work for some.
Actually, the way they filmed the movie, that every beat, every part of the song is used in his changing of gears,
right.
The brakes, just everything that's happening around him, you can hear the music he's listening to.
So and it's like when you get in the car, it's like a jukebox.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
There's 35 songs featured in this film, and not all of them are going to be hits that you remember. You might think, oh, I remember that song, but you haven't heard it for a long time. There's a lot of obscure songs here and some good ones that you will recognise as well.
Wow.
And do you know what? Tinnitus is going to become an epidemic because so many people with their headphones, and they have it so up loud.
Yeah.
I was talking to people at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney. It is going to be an epidemic for our next generation.
Because, Patty, you know this.
Yeah, I know this.
You know this.
Right. I was suffering from it. Yeah.
Really? I've heard, I've never had it, so I can't speak from experience, but I've heard it can come and go.
Mm.
But it is something that people do listen to music to just get rid of it.
Yeah, to dull that noise. That's what it is.
Even when they go to sleep.
Yeah.
So the songs that they've chosen will really be a huge feature here from what I can see. The director's got a real strange bent, and so it's a bit retro, right?
Yeah, Edgar Wright is the... He's never really had a hit. He's made Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Scott Pilgrim, he did that. But this is his biggest hit. He has a very unique knack of picking these songs and placing them in the right spots for this movie. It was a movie that was meant to come out in a couple of months' time. They moved it forward because it got so much buzz.
So we're going to love the music, but will we love the movie?
I think, personally, it's overhyped. I think it's very good. But in hearing all these critical reviews saying it's an amazing film, best film of the year, not quite to that level, but Jamie Foxx is really good in it.
Yeah,
Kevin
we like
Spacey.
Him. We like him.
And Lily James is the main girl in it. I think she overshadows everyone. She played Cinderella
She's
couple of years ago.
Yeah.
She is absolutely beautiful. She was in Sydney last night with Ansel Elgort and the director, Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
How many chop tops for this one, buddy?
Four.
It's still a really good movie. 4 out of 5.
And it's like, you remember the movie John Wick or Bullet or movies that have really good car chases in it? This has got some spectacular stunts.
So you love all that stuff.
Yeah, and there's a romance at heart as
and
well.
And now, mate, because of retro music and that, there's retro movies as well.
Yes, tomorrow night it kicks off. Event Cinemas Tugger are doing their flashback series this year, and it kicks off with Back to the Future. 7 o'clock, $12 tickets.
Awesome.
Oh, mate, that's great. And see it on the big screen.
Yeah, and I'm co-hosting it, so I'll be at the front. Giving out prizes and a little bit of trivia.
Oh,
good stuff.
Great.
All right. We must thank Shane A. Bassett.
We love the movies and we love our music.
He is doing Back to the Future tomorrow night at Event Cinemas.
Tugra.
Shane A. Bassett.
Hope to see you there, Paddy.
Oh, thank you, mate.